5.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can also join us again, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all those features there. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their website. We give it away. All right, so starting things out here tonight with the Democrats. I guess they got themselves all elected, and now they're in charge.
They've got a mandate from the American people now.
As of today, and I guess Nancy Pelosi, or whatever she is now the Speaker of the House.
Madam Speaker.
The number three most powerful person in America. I think I saw a quote on Drudge, her bragging that she's the most powerful woman in America.
Mm.
This is the kind of person we want in office, right?
So that's right.
Just lusting for the power.
She's dizzy with her own power.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
boy.
You know, it's something of note. She has achieved the highest position, politically that a woman has achieved in America.
Mm.
I would say that, in my opinion, Oprah has done more than Nancy Pelosi. But you know,
I'd say you're right.
Oprah provides a product that people want.
Well, she got people to read.
Awful as it is.
Oprah, whatever you think about her politics or her belief system or whatever, but at least she's encouraging people to read.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
there's some educational stuff that goes on in her show. You just have to throw away all the opinion.
Well, since we've got the Democrats in, and remember, if this is your first time listening to Free Talk Live, we are not a Republican talk show. We're not a Democrat talk show, but I mean,
we hate them both.
The news, right? Exactly. The news of the day is about the Dems, so let's talk about them a little bit. Vin Soprinowicz from LouRockwell.com, the Interior Department, signed blinding leases with some of America's largest oil companies back in 1998-1999, allowing the firms to drill in deep waters of the Gulf of Mexico, far outside of any internationally recognized 6 or 12 mile territorial limit. The government doesn't spend any money facilitating that expensive deep drilling, mind you. It doesn't subsidize those operations in any traditional use of the term. Rather, Washington charges the oil companies for the privilege of keeping our homes heated and our cars on the road, and then sharply restricts where, in international waters, that the drilling can occur. If the oil companies tried to get away with paying less than called for in the leases, what do you think would happen? So do you understand so far? The government is involved with leases with the oil companies.
Sure.
They're leasing property they don't own.
Right.
They're just saying, okay, you can go and drill here off in international waters in the Gulf of Mexico, and we promise not to blow you up. And that's essentially the deal, right?
I guess that's what it is, yeah.
Deal. You either pay for this lease, or you're going to have violence enacted on you. Well, instead, the oil companies are perfectly happy to pay the amounts agreed upon. I mean, cost of doing business. They want to get business done. They want to bring oil to Americans, so we can keep our homes warm up here in the north and keep driving. Well, the Democrats in Congress say the leases are flawed. The Interior Department wrote them incorrectly, apparently, and now the oil companies aren't required to pay enough. In fact, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi even refers to the difference between what the written leases call for the oil companies to pay and the amount she'd like them to pay, a government subsidy. Imagine that. If you've been paying $3 a dozen for eggs, but the supermarket manager wishes that he charged you $10 a dozen.
He's subsidizing you by $7.
Yeah, he's been subsidizing you $7 a week, and he has a right to try to get it back.
Hmm.
Now, this would be merely silly if the new majority Democrats hadn't now declared their plans to end those subsidies. House Democrats, in the first few weeks of the new Congress, plan to establish a dedicated fund to promote, quote, renewable energy and conservation using money from the oil companies.
Now, to say that oil companies don't get subsidies is inaccurate. Oil companies get subsidies to search for new places to get energy and, things like that. They get to search for new places to dig for oil, that kind of thing.
Why don't we get rid of those subsidies?
Absolutely. Let's get rid of those subsidies.
The AP adds, there's only one legislative hit the oil industry's expecting to take next year, as Congress run by Democrats is likely to show little sympathy for the cash-rich, high-profile business. Ah, the new Democratic Party, says Vin, not an enemy of capital and commerce. commerce among them. What next? A dedicated fund to promote the consumption of alfalfa sprouts using money from the big beef processors?
Yeah, sounds right.
A dedicated fund to promote the wearing of sandals using money from the big boot manufacturers? Oops, better not give them any ideas. To this gang, selectively looting greedy, rich corporations comes as naturally as syphilitic German dictators blaming everything on the Jews. Details of a renewable fuels fund have yet to be worked out. But aides to Speaker-elect Nancy Pelosi say that at least some of the money from the planned tax hikes on the oil companies will go to a program to support research into making ethanol from sources other than corn. The goal, apparently, is to require large oil companies to make available fuel that is 85% ethanol, so-called E85, at some of their retail outlets.
Wow.
Of course,
that's a lot of ethanol.
If it were really possible to show net savings by powering vehicles with this stuff, government could just stand aside and let the market work. Say, by removing all import restrictions on cheap ethanol from Brazil, couldn't it?
I'm for that.
In fact, the ethanol boondoggle will remain a huge handout to corn producers like Archer Daniels Midland, you know, one of those big, greedy, evil companies.
Yes.
I guess they like some more than others. The real goal here being to make Americans crave $4 a gallon ethanol by forcing big oil to increase gasoline prices at the pump. Pelosi, California Democrat, recently told reporters, "What we'll do is roll back." I don't know what she sounds like making this up. "What we'll do is roll back the subsidies to big oil and use the resources to invest in a reserve for the research of alternative energy." Are these guys good or what? Raising taxes is rolling back tax breaks. Squeezing more leasing fees than called for informal written contracts is rolling back the subsidies to big oil. What specific tax break are they talking about anyway? With the goal of promoting American manufacturing, Congress recently reduced the corporate tax rate on profits from products made in the United States. Although the oil companies didn't ask for the break and say they don't need it, it applies to them as well. So now it's a tax break when you pay the same tax rate as everyone else. Democrats are also targeting other benefits for refinery investments and for expenditures for certain types of oil and gas exploration, says the AP. Well, thank heavens. The last thing we want is for oil companies to discover new oil deposits and build more refineries. Such scurrilous endeavors should be taxed to the hilt to prevent a glut of new low-priced gasoline and heating oil at any time in the foreseeable future. The Democrats also want to raise taxes on oil inventories. Believe it or not, a move that would cause companies to reduce the amount of oil they keep in storage. According to Red Cavani, the president of the American Petroleum Institute, the industry trade group. If that happens, quote, prices will go through the roof, unquote, if there's even a modest disruption. Because why do you want to keep your inventory around if you're going to get taxed on it?
It wouldn't make any sense. You'd want to have as little inventory on hand as possible.
And that's not good for...
business.
That's not good for an emergency.
No.
The good news? Well, both Republican and Democratic lawmakers say there's unlikely to be an attempt to push more sweeping measures such as new tax on the oil industry's windfall profits, says the AP. Though members of both parties have said they want to make another stab at passing a federal law against oil company price gouging. If all this sounds a bit familiar, it's because less than 2 months ago, voters in Representative Pelosi's own goofily green state of California voted in, quote, the most expensive referendum in history, the campaign over Proposition 87, which aimed to raise and spend $4 billion on alternative fuel programs, with a goal of cutting Californians' use of gasoline and diesel 25% by 2017. The California measure would have prohibited oil companies from simply raising prices at the pump to cover their costs of the new tax. So they wanted to mandate that these people have less profits, essentially, is what they were trying
to
do.
Yes, profits are bad. We must mandate that.
Even the Los Angeles Times called Proposition 87 nutty and said that research into alternative energy sources was already booming in the state, driven by the market, not government. Proposition 87 was defeated 55% to 45%.
Too close for me.
Despite notable support from energy experts like Bill Clinton, Julia Roberts, and Al Gore. It was too wacky for the roadshow audience in California.
Julia Roberts.
So now they'll try it in Washington. Almost sounds like there might be a slogan for the new Democratic Party somewhere in there. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Space exploration? We got that on the way. There's some more private efforts going on from somebody who's somewhat close to us here at Free Talk Live. We'll explain on the way. 800-259-9231. Looks like the government can go through your mail as well. We'll find out what that's all about. Mark's got the story and your calls about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, and that does include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it privacy? Well, register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include anti-real ID activist Jim Harper from the Cato Institute. Also in attendance will be New Hampshire residents and legislators active in the fight against the National Real ID. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Mark, you're going to tell me about teens in trunks.
Yes, I am.
What's that all about?
Well, there's a new trend among teens called trunking. Very clever.
What? That's not the ghost riding. That's where they're jumping out of the cars and running alongside their cars and jumping back in. Is this where they're riding on top of the trunk?
Nope. They're not riding on top of the trunk, no. They're in fact riding in it.
Oh, okay.
So from Gordon,
are they abducting their friends and sort of throwing them in the trunk, or is this a fun thing?
No, they're getting in the trunk.
Okay.
I'll read it to you. It has to do with laws.
Hmm.
Why they're crawling into trunks.
Interesting.
So from the registered columnist Gordon Dillo says, until they passed a law against it, I never heard of the trend known among teenagers as trunking.
Nor have I, because I'm not a teenager.
And you're not in California.
Right.
That is, riding as a passenger in a moving car while locked in the trunk. So I figured the anti-trunking law, one of the 910 new laws enacted in California last year, was just another law designed by legislators with too much time on their hands to fix something that most people never even thought was a problem.
Sounds about right.
1998, new California drivers under age 18, generally have been barred from having other teens in the car with them while they drive. Currently, that restriction extends for their first full year of driving.
Teens under 18 cannot have other teens in the car? In California.
Correct.
Okay.
And I wouldn't doubt that that's true in some other states, too. I've heard of this before.
Got it.
I don't know what I think about it. I think it's a good idea, but I don't know precisely.
I don't think it's a good idea. I think that's unfair.
Unfair to the teens that are good drivers.
Right. There are plenty of teenagers that are lousy, pathetic drivers, and obviously having other kids in the car is going to be even a more distraction for them, and so I can see the intent of the law, but on the other hand, there are you're punishing the good ones. That's not good.
I understand what you're saying. It's punishing the good ones, but there are a lot of bad teen drivers out there. Mm-hmm. I was one of them. I know. If I hadn't had somebody in the car, I would not have gotten into a wreck when I was in my first year of driving, and that would have probably prevented that. And I know that I was reasonably responsible compared to many others. And
so you're just saying that this law is encouraging teens to break the law at this point because they want their friends in the car, and so now they're throwing them in the trunk.
Right. So we can debate whether or not we think that that particular law is a good idea or whatever later, but there is an unintended consequence. Here it is. Currently, the restriction extends for their first full year of driving. The idea was that it would protect new teen drivers from the inevitable goofing and goading that their pals would would protect their pals from riding as passengers in cars driven by inexperienced drivers. The result of these new laws have been dramatic. In the first 2 years, fatal and injury collisions caused by 16-year-old drivers dropped 24%. The teen passenger deaths and injuries in crashes caused by 16-year-old drivers declined by 40%. But, of course, some teenagers simply can't do the math. So, if they want to ride in a car with a buddy who isn't yet allowed to have teenage passengers in the car, say, for example, if they are the 16-year-old boyfriend of the La Umbra girl named Jennifer who wants to cruise for pizza in his 16-year-old best friend's Toyota, they simply stash themselves in the trunk where the cops can't see them,
mm-hmm.
and off they go. But whatever the reason, it is certifiably stupid and certifiably dangerous. In 2005, for example, two teenagers in Los Angeles County were killed when they were thrown from a car trunk in a collision and then run over by other vehicles.
Oof.
And the California Highway Patrol reports that since 2000 there have been...
How does that happen?
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I mean, was the seat flipped down already? Because, I mean, I could see you get in a car wreck, there's a lot of momentum involved, and it's going to be transferred to your bodies, and you're going to be flying forward, probably hitting the seat in front of you, even presuming if that seat is down to where you could just sort of fly out of the trunk, then you're still going to hit the seats in front of you. I mean, wow.
I don't think
fly
that,
out of the car from the trunk, that's going to be difficult.
I don't think that amateur physicists like ourselves should be trying
true.
To guess what's going to happen in accidents, because I'll tell you, the craziest things happen in accidents.
I understand.
I mean, I just had one a couple of days ago, and I thought I was all ready for the impact with the tree there. It was coming in 25 miles an hour, and the car wouldn't stop, and I just saw it coming, so I got all ready, and somehow or another, my left foot hit my right ankle and bruised it. So, I mean, somehow it just jumped up there and boom, hit it.
Right.
So, it's just weird what can happen during accidents.
You know what I think this is, Mark? This law, it may have been intended to protect kids, but I think it also has an unintended or perhaps intended consequence of giving the police an excuse to pull kids over in a car.
Pull over teenagers, and once you pull them over, then it's no big deal to ask them, hey,
search
them here.
Yeah, exactly.
Smell the car for reefer.
Yep.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Let's see. The California Highway Patrol reports that since 2000, there have been 140 injuries and 9 fatalities involving people riding in unauthorized places in vehicles, trunks included.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine where else. So even though it's been illegal to ride in cars without a seat and a seatbelt, the legislators decided to beef up the trunking penalty. Now, for the first time in California, there's a specific law against riding in the trunk of a car.
Oh, boy. What's the penalty?
With both the driver and the person in the trunk facing fines and assessments of about $370 for the first violation.
Wow.
Can you imagine that there's repeat trunkers? And the driver getting a point against his driving record. But the new anti-trunking penalties, will they make any difference? It's hard to say. After all, anyone who's knuckleheaded enough to willingly ride in a car trunk clearly isn't worried about his future. So
probably not. They just want to hang out with their friends.
Yeah, they want to be in the cars with their friends, and this is clearly
kids will be kids.
It's an unintended consequence. I think that this is what they should do. For every law that they pass against a 16-year-old driver, they should pass one against an 80-year-old driver.
Why?
Because you know, if they want to put restrictions on when you can start driving, you know, when you're responsible enough, when you're you're big enough physically, when you have enough motor coordination and all that stuff.
Then again, 80-year-olds don't exactly ride around with their pals very often, do they?
No, but you, as well as I know, well, you didn't get out much in Sarasota. You just would drive to work and back. But, man, if you go down one town south to Venice, because, you know, everybody's parents live in Sarasota, and then their parents live in Venice. If you go down to Venice, it's like bumper cars and Lincolns down there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're all over the place. They're making lefts from the right lanes, rights from the left lanes. I mean, those people are medicated out of their gourd.
Yeah.
And, there's a point in life when you need to give up your driver's license.
It's true.
And, I can't say that I know when that point is, because it should be different for every individual. But by the same token, it should be different for every individual as to when they can start driving a car.
Do you feel like this is a good law? Like the not just the being in a trunk is illegal law that they've just now passed, but the law that prevents kids from riding with other kids, is that a good law in your mind? If so, why? 800-259-9231. More on the way. Your show, including Cheerleaders Gone Wild.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo, and they're proving in the picture that they listen to the show. So head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Try SACL CAI. They do collection in a whole new way. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. We were talking about this new California law that makes it illegal, the penalty of $370 for the first offense, if police catch teenagers with people in their trunk. Now, the reason this law has come into effect is because, well, government creates laws and creates programs, and their laws and programs create unintended consequences. And in this case, teens riding in other teens' trunks is a consequence of them outlawing teens riding next to one another in the seats of the car. Because apparently if you're 16 and you just get your driver's license for at least the first year, I believe it was,
right,
of your having that license, you cannot have anyone who is of the same age range as you in the car with you.
Unless you have an adult with you or something like that. There's some
weird exception.
Yeah, some exception.
Right. But it's essentially just making it so the kids who already hate the law I mean, kids already have a healthy disrespect for the law simply because the law says they can't drink, the law says they can't smoke pot, the law says they can't have sex. I mean, the kids don't like the law. This is why the cops get called pigs, because kids don't like laws. And so now you're passing more laws to get the kids to disrespect your laws even more and to hate the police even more. That's one of the other unintended consequences of all this, Mark. And so kids are now riding with kids in the trunk. We've discovered that even though the fatality rate has allegedly gone down for car crashes and that sort of thing, now it's going up.
Injuries.
Now there are people dying because they're in the trunk.
Well,
whereas they might have survived had they been sitting in the passenger seat.
Well, at this point, there's been 140 injuries and 9 fatalities involving people riding in unauthorized places. They don't say anything about people getting caught in trunks and dying. Exposure in there. I would think that's going to happen if it hasn't, but you're still talking about a very small number of teens. It seems to me like this law is working. As much as I hate the
teens disrespect the law and hate the law, sure, it's working in that way.
But, and it's causing deaths, a reduction in deaths and injuries.
I wonder the other thing you've got to remember, statistics I always question.
I understand you do. But I would suspect that this gentleman is probably, I would assume he has done his work and gone to the motor vehicles and that kind of thing. Maybe he just got it off of a press release. I don't know. But it doesn't seem like it, because he said he just heard of trunking. I understand why a teenager wouldn't want a law passed about them driving. But the fact is, they're driving on the road that I'm driving on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm exposed to them and that two-ton killing machine that they may not have the healthy respect for that I do. And that's what that's why they pass laws like this, is because, A, teenagers give them all the ammunition in the world. They're the worst drivers on the road. We have all been teenagers, and we've all done the dumb things that teenagers do. For some reason, after...
I didn't get my first speeding ticket until I was 23.
I understand. There are some great teen drivers out there, Ian. Well, but after school, when it was rainy, my friend Chad would always pull the emergency brake, and we'd do 180s in the middle of, in the middle of the road, and these back roads on the way back from school and that kind of thing. Strange. I haven't felt the urge to do that since I was 17. I mean... it just doesn't happen. Adults don't do that kind of thing. So it makes sense. It stands to reason that there's going to be more laws on, the demographic that is the worst driver.
Well, it seems to me, Mark, that this is just going to do nothing but make it so driving while teen is going to be another offense that it will give cops an excuse to pull people over with and harass teenagers even more. And, okay, yeah, maybe you're going to save a few lives, but maybe I should be for this, because it'll just make people hate the law even more. I think I'm for this law at this point. Let's go to Dead Meat in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, guys. That's all.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I got a couple disappointments. Number one is that Mark didn't come and visit me while he was in Sarasota. That made me sad.
Hey, that's a shame. I was out singing karaoke, man. You could have come and seen me at the cabana.
Oh, I don't go to the cabana. There's only like 10 people that show up there.
Man, that place was packed. There must have been 50 people at the cabana. Don't touch anything. You could get tetanus, though.
Yeah, most of the time I go there, it's either alive or dead. One of the
All right.
two.
So no one knows where the cabana is. Let's get into something that people care about. Didney, what else you got on your mind?
The second one was, you've been going over a lot of cop stories lately, but you didn't read mine that I sent in, where the kid got killed over PlayStation 3 by the cops.
Oh, this was back in December, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just the kid was allegedly, I guess, somebody who held someone up in order to get the PlayStation 3. Wasn't that correct?
Yeah, he beat the crap out of a kid. He saw us get two of them.
Right, well, I didn't really feel sorry for
that. And then he got shot when the cops raided his house.
Right, yeah, I didn't really feel sorry for that kid in that particular case, so that's why I elected to not share that on air. But,
Neither did I, but the best thing to do is to recommend you don't go to the door with a game controller in your hand, otherwise you might get shot.
That is apparently what happened in that case.
Also, I went to one of my deliveries this week, and I saw a note on the door, and it was a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they are now federally mandated to charge patients if they want to put them on the roller table, give them hot or cold packs, and to do electrostimulus on their back.
They're mandated to charge what? A tax?
Federally mandated to charge patients for those services.
Wait, they're charging for the services, or are they charging a tax for those services?
I don't believe it's a tax. From what the note said that I read, they are now federally mandated to charge for those services that
were they
providing.
Giving them away before? I mean, were they just comping people?
I know Mark's gone to the chiropractor a couple times, I'm sure, and I have also. And basically when I go in, sometimes they'll say, hey, is your back feeling any better? Well, if it's not, just hang out on the roller table for an hour or so, you know, to help your back go ahead and settle properly.
What do you think the motivation for forcing them to charge for those services is?
I really wish I knew. I haven't had the time to go up and look up that new mandate, but I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And when I brought it up with the nurses there, they were very angry with it.
Mm.
To the point of the lady saying quite a few choice words that I can't repeat now.
You know, it sounds to me like the chiropractor lobby got together, up there in Washington and said, hey, let's make sure that none of the chiropractors are giving away free, time on the roller table or anything like that.
Do you think the chiropractors were attacking each other in this particular case? And it wasn't maybe the doctors' association going after the chiropractors?
Well, I would think that's what it was. It seems like it to me.
Dead Meat, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Hey, since we're talking about teenagers, who could resist a story about cheerleaders gone wild, right? Well, at a high school, according to ABC News, in McKinney, Texas, officials say a group of five cheerleaders recently got out of control. Dubbed the Fab Five, they acted like they could get away with almost anything and refused to bend to authority. They repeatedly skipped class, insulted their instructors, and terrorized their coach, their fourth coach, in just 1 year. The Fab Five even posted sexually suggestive pictures of themselves on MySpace, and I can hear our listeners tapping away for those right now, but that wasn't enough for the school to take their pom-poms away. In an exclusive interview with Good Morning America, Michaela Ward, the coach that the Fab Five drove out, said the girls were beyond discipline. She said, unfortunately, these girls were given power that any teenager would have completely abused. They were untouchable. They were invincible. The rules did not apply to them. There was no accountability. They knew that I had absolutely no power to discipline. Well, the school finally took action, but now two questions are being asked. What took so long? And who is to blame? Some are pointing their fingers at the mother of the clique's ringleader, who also happened to be the school's principal.
Oh, I see.
Little nepotism involved here.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, we're getting into some details here coming up. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free Packet 8 line for you. Maybe you've had an experience with some bratty teens that were above the rules, and you want to share them with us. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is your show. 800-259-9231. More about the Fab Five on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show, however, by voting for us. It's that time again. Every month, the voting totals reset over at Podcast Alley, and we ask that you go and vote for Free Talk Live to help promote us, to help propel us up the top 10 chart. I believe we're, last time I looked, was at number 2 in the world. Still at number 2, actually, and we could be number 1 with your vote. If you go to vote.freetalklive.com, maybe ask a friend or two to vote as well. Vote.freetalklive.com. And also, don't forget to go and dig the show. We're pushing that at the moment. Dig, D-I-G-G.freetalklive.com. Also another way to help support Free Talk Live. We're talking about the girls gone wild, in this case, cheerleaders. From a particular high school in Texas, McKinney North High School. In fact, from the MSNBC Newsweek article, I had started with the ABC one, but after doing a little searching, because I was looking for the pictures, apparently there were some teenage girls who were above the law, or at least above the rules in this particular high school, because one of the five, the Fab Five as they were called, happened to be the daughter of the principal of the high school.
Hmm.
And apparently some of their photos, here's the description from the Newsweek article, the teenagers were exhibiting a variety of bawdy behavior. One shot showed a bikini-clad girl sharing a bottle of booze with a friend. My goodness, Mark, can you imagine this? High school students in America drinking?
Who'd have thought that could happen?
Another featured a cheerleader and several other girls in risque poses, offering glimpses of their panties.
Oh,
but
my.
The most infamous photo of all was taken in a condoms-to-go store. They actually have condom stores?
Yes, they do, in some larger cities.
Five smiling cheerleaders dressed in uniform posed with large candles shaped like penises.
What a surprise.
At least one of them appeared to be simulating fellatio. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that stereotypes are true?
Well, I don't know
that,
if there's a stereotype.
That cheerleaders are actually sluts?
No, I don't know. That's not fair to cheerleaders.
I know it's not fair, but it is a stereotype.
Well, I don't know that it's a stereotype.
You don't think it is?
I don't.
Really?
I don't.
That's kind of the impression that I've gotten.
I think that people would like that.
I think that from what we've heard over the years, from some of the people we've interviewed, some people who were involved with cheerleading squads
over time have certainly told me plenty of stories. Maybe you weren't around for those shows, Mark.
I'm sure any group of girls in high school could probably have the same stories told about them.
Well, these are stories coming from people within these groups talking about how there was some hanky-panky going on between the coach, between the coaches and the cheerleaders, and the girls just doing things like the Fab Five here have gotten caught for. These are just the ones that get that have gotten caught. Anyway, it would be an overstatement to describe any of the photos as pornographic, but it would be an understatement to describe them as harmless hijinks, wrote Harold Jones, a lawyer hired by the school district to investigate the incident. He says, quite frankly, I personally found it creepy. Yeah, right, Harold. The photos are at the heart of a scandal that is...
He felt what was happening in his pants was creepy.
Yeah. It was at the heart of a scandal that has rocked McKinney, an affluent bedroom community north of Dallas. By many accounts, the group of cheerleaders known as the Fab Five were out of control, an elite social clique that flagrantly fell.
You just love the idea of out-of-control cheerleaders.
Flouted school rules but faced few sanctions. In many ways, they seemed like the stereotypical mean girls that periodically trigger bouts of consternation among parents. But there's an added wrinkle to their tale. The Fab Five's alleged ringleader was the daughter of McKinney's North principal, Linda Thorette. Amid charges that Thorette gave the girls preferential treatment, the school district launched a $40,000 investigation conducted by Jones in the fall. Now, who do you think paid for this $40,000 investigation? Did it come out of Miss Thorette's paycheck?
No. That came out of the taxpayers', the general fund.
Great. So because there were some hoes acting out, the taxpayers got to pay an extra $40,000 to investigate the hoes acting out.
Yes.
To pay some lawyer and some group of bureaucrats to poke around the internet and look at slutty pictures.
What
happened?
It would be one thing if the parents of the school were paying for it, but no, everybody in that whole school district paid for this $40,000 investigation.
Well, I don't know about you, but I don't think that me as being a parent of just even if my
I'm just
kids
saying
were at the school, I wouldn't want to pay for that.
I'm just saying that it would be one thing if the parents of the students at the school paid for it. It's something entirely different than when I have to pay for it. Now, I don't because I'm not in the school district, but I would if it was this school district.
The lawyer apparently was the guy who got to conduct the investigation. Harold, the one who found the picture's creepy, so-called. So he got $40,000, and who knows how long it took him to do this. I haven't written this report yet. By the way, his report was 70 pages long.
That's a lot of pages.
That's really
on a MySpace account.
Yeah. Which harshly criticized Thorette and assistant principal Richard Brunner, helped prompt Thorette's resignation on December 21st. Brunner remains on paid leave as he fights to retain his job. But Jones's report takes plenty of others to task as well, from parents to police, saying kids will be kids, but adults have to be adults. Sadly, in this saga, I was struck by the reticence of many adults to accept the role of being the grown-up. The cheerleaders had reportedly been a menace long before the condom store episode, according to the report, when one teacher told a squad member to quit chatting on her cell phone in class. The girl replied, "Shut up, I'm talking to my mom."
Oh, dear God.
On a separate occasion, she offered this response to the teacher's reprimand. "Pull your panties out of a wad." Gang members were nothing compared to these girls, the teacher told Jones. They believe they cannot be touched. The girls were apparently just as ornery in their cheerleading activities, leading five coaches to quit in the last 3 years alone. The principal's daughter...
Come on, these girls were responsible for five coaches quitting?
Apparently, that's the claim. He did a $40,000 investigation, Mark.
Well, five coaches may very well have left. I doubt very seriously they cited those five girls as the reason.
Well, if you can't discipline them, if any time you try to discipline the girls as the coach, you're rebuffed by the principal of the school... Now, I could see that as being a little frustrating.
Yeah.
You've got a job that you're supposed to do, but these little tramps I'm trying to avoid being too degenerative towards them, but these little tramps would do whatever they wanted to do and disrupt your teaching ability and get away with it. Anyway, after the incident, apparently instead of kicking the daughter off of the squad after she flipped off one of her former coaches, the school administrators allowed her to quit.
They do sound like they were hell on wheels.
So she could try out the following year. After the incident, the coach told Jones that Thorette, quote, tried to ruin my life over this. I was called a liar, crazy, on meds. This was the principal calling the coach those things.
Wow.
The problems culminated this fall under the most recent cheerleading coach, Michelle Award. Through her relationship with the girls, though her relationship started off amicably, things quickly soured. Among the pranks that they allegedly pulled on Ward, giving her what they report, the report described as a chocolate tampon.
Oh, dear God, what is
that? What on earth does that mean?
I don't know.
And sending racy text messages from her cell phone to her husband and another coach. When the condom store photos hit the internet, they triggered a firestorm. Now taking a hard line, Thorette, according to her attorney, recommended kicking the five girls off the squad. But a committee of administrators from the school and district recommended 15-day suspensions for the girls in the drinking photo and 30-day suspensions for those in the condom store snapshot. After parents protested that the latter picture shouldn't be treated more harshly than the former, the superintendent of schools agreed and reduced the penalty for the condom store photo to 15 days. In the aftermath, Ward warned the cheerleaders that she would kick them off if there were any more incidents. Good luck with that, one of them is said to have replied.
Wow.
Not surprisingly, there were more incidents, including the night of the homecoming dance when some of the cheerleaders arrived in a limo packed with students who had apparently been boozing. Oh my gosh, Mark, this never happens with teenagers in America. Drinking at homecoming?
Well, what a surprise.
All of this might have remained below the radar if it had not been for Michaela Ward. In October, she abruptly resigned and recounted her experiences with the girls to the media.
Mm.
In the resulting uproar, the school district called in Jones, whose report makes it clear that he was as dismayed by the behavior of the adults as he was by that of the Fab Five. He criticized Ward for abetting the cheerleaders' misconduct. He lambasted school administrators for giving the girls far too many second chances, and he rebuked Principal Thorette for failing to balance her dueling obligations as a mother and a principal. The parties involved, of course, dispute these conclusions. Thorette's attorney says she was doing her best to control her recalcitrant daughter, and that as principal, she propelled the school to the pinnacle of academic excellence.
I love how she tosses her daughter under the bus in order to save her job. That's amazing.
How did she do that?
Well, she says her recalcitrant daughter. She says, of course, I did my very best to discipline these girls. Their behavior's been outrageous.
One of the Fab Five claims their depiction as girls gone wild is unjustified. She says, critics made us out to be people we're not. Ward did not return calls for comment. McKinney North, the tumult is finally beginning to subside. None of the Fab Five remain on the team, according to one of the ousted cheerleaders. Thorette recently reached a settlement with the school board, agreeing to resign in exchange for a payment of around $75,000.
Sweet, that's a
year's
pay. And
a letter of recommendation.
And a letter of recommendation.
Yep, amazing, isn't it? 800-259-9231. If you experience any hijinks like this, do share. 800-259-9231. And are the stereotypes true? Was I right about that claim? I think so. Hour 2's on the way. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.